God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Everett Alvarez Jr. was an American flyer shot down over Vietnam 50 years ago. And as I recall, he recounts his story in a book entitled, I believe, Code of Conduct. Let me ask you a question. If you were shot down over a completely foreign land and landed in people that didn't seem familiar to you, what would determine or who would determine the way you would act under given circumstances or differing circumstances? In other words, who decides what your code of conduct is for life every day? Who decides what your moral code of conduct is? You know, in society, our moral code changes all the time because of who our God is. So, for instance, 70 years ago, smoking was a very common habit among everybody. Good people, bad people, indifferent people. If you look at Hollywood films from the era of 30, 40 years, everyone, good guy, villain, they're all smoking. Today, of course, at least normal tobacco, smoking is a definite no-no. And I'm not arguing that it's good. Indeed, I'm not. People were preaching about the dangers of smoking long before Hollywood got wind of that or before the lawyers got a hold of that. My point is that our code of conduct has changed. On the other hand, the way morality was portrayed in popular culture has drastically changed, not just in the last 50 years, but in the last 10, indeed the last five. And so increasingly, you are going to have to decide who determines what your code of conduct is, who determines what your moral code is. Even those who claim they don't believe in any absolutes will be absolutely dogmatic about what they think is not appropriate or right. I don't know what word they may use, but everyone has something they say, this ought not to be done, and something else, this ought to be done. Leviticus 18 is God's word for the people of Israel as they came out of Egypt, and God wanted them to change their code of conduct. He didn't want them to be living like Egypt, where they'd been. He didn't want them to live like the Canaanites where they were going. Indeed, he wanted them to follow his code of conduct because he is the creator. Leviticus 18:3 says, after the doings of the land of Egypt wherein ye dwelt, ye shall not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments. And then first, center, and last, it is verses 1, I think it is verse 4, and then again in verse 21 and 30, the Bible says, I am the Lord. God says, I am Jehovah. I am the eternally existent God. You didn't create me, I created you. And therefore, I'm the one that has made the world to work the way that it works. What follows is basically moral code, specifically in the family, in the home, and in marriage. There's a little bit of a euphemism used here, and that is, you shall not uncover the nakedness of. Then he lists a whole group of people. And essentially what it is God saying that which is created by God for marriage is rebellion outside of marriage. Now, I'm just telling you what God has said. I'm not suggesting what the laws are or even at this moment what they should be. All I'm telling you is what God has actually said. And that's pretty objective. So they weren't to be like Egypt where they'd been. They weren't to be like Canaan where they'd been. That's why in verse 21, God says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Molech was the god of the Amorites, among others, and people sacrificed their children to Molech. So that was the god that determined their moral code. I've recently been reading about World War II, and it's absolutely astounding that there's no limit to your low as long as the culture calls the shots, as long as you feel orthodox and comfortable because everyone you know, even good people, are doing a bad thing. All of a sudden, the bad thing becomes okay. It becomes a good thing. And indeed, we're at a point where anyone saying that something is bad is itself considered bad because they're not following the God of the age. So all I'm saying is, whatever you think of Leviticus, you're going to have to determine which God will determine your code of conduct. Two things here. One, when God says you shall not, it speaks to God's judgments. In other words, what he discerns as right or wrong, not what I think or what society says. And it's based on the absolute, the creation, right from the very get-go, the very atomic level of society, and that is the home, which comes down to marriage. And so, "You shall not" speaks to God's judgments. In verse 22, the Bible calls some of these moral, sins, deviance from God's plan. He calls it things like an abomination and confusion. When you look at the home in America today, there's confusion reigns because people are refusing to follow the Creator's created guidance. But everyone follows some God. Abomination means utterly detestable. It's a strong word. So were these immoralities, were they abhorrent to Pharaoh or the Amorites? The answer is no. They were abhorrent to God. So "you shall not" speaks to God's judgments. Custom speaks to man's judgment. Verse 30 says, "Therefore shall you keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God." So customs, that is things that have become acceptable. This is not just something ceremonial for Israel alone. In fact, God talks about the nations in verse 24, people that were pagan, but people that were living wickedly because they were outside the confines of God's creation of marriage. And then in verse 24, God talks about, or verse 30, God talks about the customs. So the bottom line is, you and I need to take stock of who our God actually is. Years ago, C.S. Lewis said, he actually put in the mouth of one of his characters, a devil named Screwtape. He said, "We," speaking of the devils, "we direct the fashionable outcry of each generation against those vices of which it is least in danger, and fix its approval on the virtue nearest to that vice which we are trying to make endemic." Which is to say, no one's being brave when you condemn something that everyone condemns, indeed society condemns. There are occasions when there's a sin because God has its rebellion against God, which even society claims to be sin. But ultimately, what needs to decide our direction in life is not what society says, but what God has said.